KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The Pietermaritzburg High Court has struck off the roll the urgent bid to halt King Misuzulu Gazwelithini's upcoming wedding. The court heard the application by Queen Ntokozo Mayisela to prevent her husband, King Misuzulu, from entering into another marriage while the divorce matter has not been finalized. The first queen argued that the king will be committing bigamy if he enters into a civil or customary marriage with Nomsa Mumyeni while their civil marriage contract stands. The traditional wedding had been planned for this coming weekend. Judge Bongani Mngadi said the application by the queen was not urgent.
But clearly the fact that the applicant confirms that she gave consent to the respondent to marry other wives, by giving that consent in it, it's inherent that indeed the respondent could engage in taking steps towards marrying other women. So when the respondent now takes those steps to marry other women, that is simply in accordance with the consent that was given by the applicant.
It's unclear if King Misuzulu's wedding to his third wife will go ahead this weekend. In the submitted affidavit, the Zulu king told the court he has no intention to commit bigamy. 70 more people died on South Africa's roads during the festive season compared to the end of 2023. Transport Minister Barbara Creecy released the stats earlier, revealing just over 1,500 fatalities from 1,234 fatal crashes. She says KZN was one of six provinces that recorded an increase in deaths. She says pedestrian fatalities remain a huge concern.
41%, or almost half of all road fatalities, are pedestrians. The highest percentage of pedestrian fatalities is in the big urban centres of Gauteng, Western Cape and KwaZulu-Natal. Gauteng had the highest pedestrian fatality rate at 63%, followed by Western Cape at 53% and KwaZulu-Natal at 44%.
And at the Australian Open, Novak Djokovic is at the center of another row. The 24-time Grand Slam champion yesterday refused to do a routine on-court interview after beating Jiří Lehecka to set up a quarterfinal match against Carlos Alcaraz. He later explained it was in protest at a top sports presenter with host broadcaster Channel 9, who he accused of insulting and offensive comments towards him and Serbian fans. Tony Jones on Friday labelled Djokovic a has-been, among other things. Djokovic says he will boycott interviews with the station until he gets an apology. Meanwhile, Jannik Sinner needed medical attention as he battled the fierce heat to get into the quarterfinals after overcoming Dane Holger Rune. Ukraine's Elina Svitolina beat Veronika Kudermetova and then declined to shake the Russian's hand afterwards. But Svitolina's husband, the 38-year-old showman Gilles Monfili, retired from his match with American Ben Shelton in the last 16. And five-time major champion Iga Swiatek thrashed Eva Lis 6-love, 6-1. The top story, the Pietermaritzburg High Court has struck the urgent matter to halt King Misuzulu Gazwelithini's upcoming wedding off the roll. More news at ecr.co.za. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.